Billy Kennedy, Texas A&M head coach, is on the line with us. Coach, thank you very much for the time. Obviously, you lose a heartbreaker in the SEC tournament, but what can you learn from a game like that moving into the national tournament?
Well, that each possession is important. You know, you can't wait and put yourself in a situation that every second counts. The last 4 seconds of the game got us beat by not containing the ball as well as we could. You got to make plays. Every possession is important. I think it's the biggest thing this time of the year.
Yeah, Coach, and definitely not an easy first-round game. You drew Providence, and Providence, of course, upset Xavier, a one seed in this tournament, in the Big East tournament. They took Villanova, another one seed in this tournament, to overtime last night in the Big East championship game. What have you been able to see so far of Providence? Have you had an opportunity to see him play at all this year?
Yeah, well, I've watched them just recently, and, I mean, I know they're a tough Big East team. They're very physical. They got some seniors who are very good players in Caron Cartwright, Jalen Lindsey, and Rodney Bullock, three seniors, and an experienced team understands that how hard you have to play and how each possession is important at this time of the year. Just like I talked about their experience, it's definitely not an easy draw. It's a good team.
Absolutely. Coach Billy Kennedy with us. Texas A&M, they play Providence. Texas A&M, number 7 seed. Providence, a number 10 seed. Okay, so for those around the country who don't know Texas A&M basketball, what is your biggest strength? What do you think is going to be able to take you through the first and maybe second round and possibly more in this tournament?
Well, hopefully we get a balanced scoring team, but it starts with our interior. Tyler Davis inside is good, a big man in the country. He can score with either hand. He's good around the post. He's a true post player. He knows it. He's gotten away. He's making his free throws. And starts with him and our length. Robert Williams is power forward, 6'9", 6'10". We've got good length at every position. Been pretty good defensively for the most part. And when we get good guard play is when we've been really successful.
Hey, Coach, if you look at the SEC, last year South Carolina gets all the way to the Final Four. We know what Kentucky's been since John Calipari's been there, and they look great again as they won the SEC tournament. Mm-hmm. Tennessee has had a really great season. In the past couple of years, have you noticed the SEC making a big jump when it comes to basketball?
Well, yeah, you can look at the recruiting and the number of programs that have signed top 100 players, like Auburn. Got a number of really talented kids who are now sophomores and juniors. And, you know, everybody was a little bit surprised, but the coaches weren't surprised. Mississippi State's really talented. LSU added Tremont Waters. So you had the league's really talented, and then you had the coaching with it, the good coaches that have been added in the last few years. It's made a big jump just in my few years that I've been here in the SEC.
Texas A&M head coach Billy Kennedy is on the phone with us. Brian and I were talking earlier in the show. We think that this bracket, the West bracket, is really one of the deepest ones. You got Michigan at a 3 seed, 4 seed with Gonzaga. What are just your thoughts on the bracket you're in as a whole?
Well, I think every bracket's tough, but obviously your own, you think it's the toughest when you look at North Carolina, you look at Michigan, Providence. I mean, we're so concerned with Providence. I haven't really looked too much, recognized any more teams in that than what I've just mentioned. This time of year and this year, it seems like there's a lot of parity in college basketball. There's not a bad team in this NCAA tournament that I've seen all the way through.
Hey, Coach, you've beat Auburn this year, who was highly regarded. You beat Kentucky, who just, of course, won the SEC tournament. So how good is your good? When you guys are on, how good of a team are you?
We feel like we can beat anybody in the country, but sometimes we feel like anybody can beat us. when we're consistent and get good guard play, we've been tough to beat when we take care of the ball. We've just kind of had a roller coaster type year. We're starting a fourth point guard this year, and T.J. Starks has had a number of good games. He's a freshman, and our team's changed quite a bit into the last 8 or 9 games. We've had the same lineup starting, and the consistency has helped us play just recently. That's why we're playing, hopefully, our best basketball.
Coach Billy Kennedy with us. Got about 30 seconds here, Coach. You talked about Tyler Davis, but is there a guy off the bench that has just stood out to you this year? Maybe a guy, maybe two guys that have just their play has been elevated to help you guys win basketball games, because you guys, like a lot of teams in this tournament, use your depth. But talk about your bench a little bit and how they've helped you this year.
Well, Tony Trocious Morales is the only senior we have left on our team since Dwayne Wilson got hurt. And he's been a big lift for us. He's 6'10". He's a perimeter four. When he's making shots, we're hard to beat. And then Savion Flags, a freshman, comes off the bench and not giving us good minutes. But really, the strength of our team has been our five starters recently. We get balanced scoring from DJ Hogue and Admon Gilder to go with Williams and Davis. And Starks, that's we're hard to guard when we spread the ball around like that and get balanced scoring.
Well, we'll be looking forward to your game against Providence. That is Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. Thank you very much for the time, Coach. Thanks. And good luck in the tournament.
Thank you.